Hello there. Hi, good evening. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your area, and would like to get your opinion. Would you like to give us a hand with a short survey about politics?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. Thank you so much. We greatly appreciate everybody's participation, okay? So first question, does any member of your household work for a radio or television station or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Are you likely going to vote? Are you somewhat likely going to vote? Or are you not very likely going to vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank you, sir. With which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
Thank you. Next question. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And in which age group do you fall under? Between 18 and 35, 36, 45, 46, 55, 56, 65, or over 65?
I'm 36, 45.
Thank you. And next question. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or have they gone off the wrong track?
What were the choices?
Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or have they gone off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Okay, thank you. From the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? I'm going to go down the list, okay, and then you can pick one. Access and cost of health care, taxes, local growth and development, housing and property insurance costs, abortion, crime and public safety, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, illegal immigration, K-12 education, the economy and jobs, climate and environment,
Housing and insurance.
Thank you. In the election for Florida State House, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Are you definitely going to vote for the Democratic, probably, or lean slightly towards the Democratic candidate, or the other way around for the Republican?
Definitely for the Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve.
Is that a strongly approve or a somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. You will now be giving a list of public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or if you never heard of that person, you can tell me that also. And we only have two people here. We have Fentress Driscoll.
Do you have that again?
Fentress Driscoll.
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay. Next person, Rico Smith.
No opinion.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And would you say that you are definitely voting for Joe Biden, or is that a probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? So the two candidates for Florida State House are Rico Smith and Fentress Driscoll. Do you know anything about those two people or you don't?
No, I don't.
Okay, so you're still undecided, huh?
Well, without researching their positions, I would answer that I would more than likely vote for the Democratic candidate.
Okay. I'm gonna read some facts from both candidates in a little bit. And this is the question before that. All other things.
Listen, just so you know, I've only got two more minutes, and then I gotta go.
Okay, all right, I'll make it quick. All other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? A candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government and better represent your community, or a candidate who is in elected office and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community?
It would depend on their policy positions.
Okay. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has, one, gotten better, two, gotten worse, three, not changed much?
Gotten better.
Thank you. Over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher. Interest rates are at record levels. And property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. If forced to choose, who do you blame more for these higher costs? The Republicans who control the government in Tallahassee, or President Joe Biden and the Democratic policies coming out of Washington, D.C.?
And the Republicans of Tallahassee.
Okay. As you also may know, Republicans are the majority party in state government. Which of the following candidates would be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? A Republican candidate who will be able to work with the Republican majority to make sure the needs of your community are heard and can actually deliver results, or a Democratic candidate who will not be able to effectively work in the Republican majority, making it more difficult to deliver results for your community?
Well, that's a loaded question. I mean, you're making assumptions with that question, so, I mean, if you want me to answer, I'm going to answer. I'm going to vote for the Democrat all day long. The Republicans have screwed up everything in Florida.
Okay, thank you, sir. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion about voting for a Republican candidate for the state house? Oh, well, you just said you wouldn't vote for a Republican, right?
That's right. I would not.
Okay. I'm thinking of this last week. Okay. Thinking of this past weekend when former President Trump was shot and nearly killed at a Pennsylvania rally, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I have been a supporter of Donald Trump, and this attempted assassination only strengthens my support for him. Number two, in light of the attempted assassination for Donald Trump, we need to come together as a country. I will now vote for Donald Trump in this November. Or number three, while political violence is unacceptable, it does not change my view of the election. I still plan on voting against Donald Trump.
Number three.
Thank you. You will now be giving a statement about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. Afterwards, please indicate which candidate you would be more likely to vote for. Okay, so Republican Rico Smith was born and raised in Tampa and has a record of dedicated service and leadership in your community. Smith served in the military and as a second lieutenant stationed at MacDill Air Force Base. Worked as an advisor to veterans and serves on the board of directors of the Boys and Girls Club of Tampa Bay. Smith believes that both parties have failed our community and is an African-American man wants to bring a new generation of leadership to state government to work in bipartisan way to fix the poverty insurance crisis and ensure all residents can feel safe in their communities and be given opportunities to succeed and prosper. All right. Democratic Fentress Driscoll is an African-American woman who was born into a working-class family, attended Harvard University and Georgetown University for law school, and works as a business litigator and for various community service programs. Driscoll was elected to the State House in 2018 and was chosen by her colleagues to serve as the House Democratic leader. Driscoll is committed to protecting our rights, supporting our public schools, and securing a just and equitable economic recovery for all Floridians. I guess you would go for a Fentress Driscoll, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, if you knew the following statements about Rico Smith were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Rico Smith in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Okay, Rico Smith believes rising property insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bills, Smith wants to take bold action like creating an insurance fraud task force to help root out corruption and profiteering, and require big insurance companies to return a percentage of their profits to their customers in the form of lower rates. Would that make you more much more likely to vote for that person, much less likely, or it makes no difference?
It makes no difference.
Okay. What about Rico Smith believes that the best thing we can do for future generations is give them a quality education? Smith supports increased parental rights in our education system and fostering critical thinking and unbiased learning so our children can have the tools they need to succeed later in life.
What was the question?
Would that make you much more likely to vote for that person, much less likely, or no difference?
I'm not voting for him, so.
So it makes no difference, correct?
Right.
Okay. Okay, so now, if you knew the following statements about Frances Driscoll were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for her? Okay, Frances Driscoll is a partisan Democrat who cares more about scoring political points than actually delivering...
Listen. You got 30 more seconds, and then I got to go. Your questions are not neutral. They're biased. So... I don't know who's paying you or your firm, but you got 30 more seconds to ask me questions before I hang up.
Oh, okay, sir. I'm sorry. I would like to skip this, but I cannot. I have to, ask every single question or
20 seconds, read every
single statement. I'm sorry.
15 seconds.
You've been great help, sir. Take care. Okay. Have a good night.
Bye.